it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Are you ready?
Yes! Now live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
You are listening to
Mississippi's number one sports talk show, The Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming worldwide live on the Out of Bounds radio app and on your radio
at ESPN 105.9. The Soul.
Jackson Meadows went to the Travis Tritt concert on Saturday at the Brandon Amphitheater. Wonderful place, wonderful venue. Glad that Jackson had a good time. Boot Scoot Boogie. I don't think he sang that song, but
close enough.
That's just something that came to my mind.
He did cover a Charlie Daniels song.
That's awesome. Yeah, Charlie Daniels passed away last year. Maybe the year before, but last year. Okay. Well, good. The Out of Bounds Show, 105.9 The Zone, ESPN. Brought to you by our friends at Kessler Prime and the Renaissance. Let's go with the rack of lamb this week. Maybe rare to medium rare. I'd sear it a little bit and do a side of bacon-wrapped shrimp. They call it something fancy called shrimp Lujan. Pair it with some good bourbon. The official bourbon of the Out of Bounds Show is Wilderness Trail Bourbon. Wilderness Trail Bourbon. You can go to KesslerPrime.com to make a reservation. Don't forget that Nate Dogg has Wilderness Trail Barrel Select. That's right. He's got a private barrel selection, Wilderness Trail Wheated at Briarwood Wine and Spirits. It is delicious. We bought a few cases for gifts. Wilderness Trail Bourbon, private barrel selection bottles at Briarwood, 4949 Old Canton Road. We're streaming live on thezone1059.com and the Out of Bounds radio app. We'll have Jake Gautreaux at 8:30, Steve Robertson at 9:30. Gautreaux at 8:30 with Mississippi. He's, for our listeners, he's the Hail State hitting coach, recruiter. And he will join us at 8:30 on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. So it's been a while since Gautreaux joined us, and we'll talk about that. You know, them taking 2 or 3 from Vanderbilt, putting themselves in good position to make the postseason. Now, could they host? Still got work to do, but it is a possibility. All right.
It's a favorite.
Yeah, I mean, you got 9 games left.
It's a favorite, man. Especially within the fan base, obviously. But and I'm talking about heavy, obviously, within the fan base. But outside of it, still a favorite.
Yeah.
May not be a heavy one, but you feel like if you're going to put money on it, it's going to be favored.
And you would put money on it.
I mean, I would actually take this one to speak a bit. I would have taken it back when.
Were you, like, betting on what song Travis Tritt would play next?
Look, if they had it.
On Saturday night?
Oh, man.
Because I have buddies like that. No, I mean, we'll be on a guy's trip. We'll be sitting at a restaurant, and they'll be betting on, like, if a male or a female is going to walk around the bar.
Love that.
Now, I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, $5.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
Easy $5.
Brunette or blonde. I mean, it's nonstop.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great. You know, some of these guys.
I mean, they bet one guy whether or not he could race beside our car and run 17 miles per hour. So we're all, at this point, we're 49 years old. We're in Alice Beach, which is kind of the Ritz. Oh. It's way over our skis.
It's ritzy.
So we hit the Citizen, have some drinks, you know, have a big lunch. And one of my buddies gets outside of the SUV and runs down 30A. And we're videoing it. There's cash going in the car.
Nice.
And somebody's timing him, and we're trying to figure out if he can run faster than 17 miles per hour. Is that a bunch of just people that, what is going on?
The man's not running 7 miles an hour.
Yeah. 17 miles per hour.
That's incredible. He's getting burnt. It's an easy loss. It's good money. It's easy money.
And I'm just glad he didn't pop his ACL
or
his Achilles.
Or fall.
And this guy's in good shape. It's Jeff Norris. He was my first co-host on the show. Jeff Norris got outside of an SUV and raced against the SUV in Alice Beach. This is not what people do there.
No.
I mean, they just rolled out some condominiums. The two bedrooms start at $5.8
million. Yeah. It's small.
I mean, these are people who think they're pretty, you know, hoity-toity, high society. We just went in the Citizen, smashed like 6 oysters, had a bunch of Stellas. This guy's outside the SUV trying to see if he can run 17 miles per hour.
No.
Well, there was a big debate in the car. Nobody could ever settle on whether he did or didn't run 17 miles per hour. Because somebody had run, was it Dart that had run 20 or Judd? We had watched it, so we were down there for a football weekend, but the weekend before, maybe Dart or Judkins had been timed.
No way.
No, maybe it was someone else on the team. Somebody had gotten up to 21 or 22 miles per hour the weekend before.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Bolt is 23 miles an hour.
Okay, well, never mind. Then maybe Judkins had hit 21 or something. I don't remember. Or
your average.
Anyway, there was this debate in the car. A football player, I thought it was from Ole Miss, may have been from somewhere else, had hit a certain mile per hour the weekend before. And so the debate starting when we got on the plane, went to lunch, then, you know, and I just wish we should all be like VIP members of Alice Beach for doing this. Because if they think their wine and food festival is entertaining,
yeah, just
and I've been, they don't have anything on us on this guy's trip trying to see if one of our buddies at 49 years old can run. I don't remember what. I think it was 17 miles per hour.
Sounds about right.
And maybe that's what Judkins had ripped off. Maybe he had gone 17. What, he had broken through the line and run 17 miles per hour against somebody the week before or gotten up to. Because, you know, now we're all into velo.
Right.
You know. And the exit velo of baseballs going out of the stadium. And now we're all in. They can, y'all know the drill. They shadow them on the red zone and everywhere else on Sundays and Saturdays, how fast Tyreek Hill is at maximum speed.
Right,
like he catches it, but then once he turns on the burner jets. So, yeah.
It's a good text right here.
This guy says Matt Corral hit 22 miles per hour in a game.
It's going to be a different 22 miles per hour than we're thinking of. It's got to be.
Okay.
It's got to be.
This was this past year, so that wasn't Corral, but I don't remember who did it.
I mean,
Tulu Griffin?
That's flying.
Who got drafted picked up by the Las Vegas Raiders over the weekend. When he got rolling, that dude was booking it. You know, I don't remember how many special teams touchdowns he had, but it was 4 or 5 over the course of his career. Raiders love speed, so they picked up Tulu. Maybe he'll make the team.
Brock Bowers as well.
Wasted. Brock Bowers. We talked to Steve Palazzolo of Pro Football Focus about him last week. Tom Luganville last week. And Mike Dettillier about Brock Bowers. He's my favorite player. He and Marvin Harrison, favorite player in the draft. The guy, Gardner Minshew, is going to love him. Yeah. Now, I don't know what the Raiders are going to do in the future at QB, but I'm a Minshew homer. And the bottom line is Devontae Adams still has some juice left. Then you drop Brock Bowers running around, and they've got another dude who's a baller. I can't remember his name. And They got some weapons. Minshew didn't have any weapons with the Jaguars. He got thrown into the mix with the Colts.
Yeah, didn't have weapons there either.
I mean, not.
No,
he didn't have Devontae Adams healthy. I think that'll line up for at least one or two more years.
He didn't have him hurt.
And Brock Bowers as an absolute dude. I mean, Bowers is going to be special,
cerebral,
special,
smart man. Average human sprint speed.
Okay.
14.2 miles an hour.
Do you think you could hit 14.2 today?
These pendulum legs, they'll get rolling.
Yeah.
It's all enough.
You do have long legs.
It's all enough to get there. I don't know if I'm on, you know.
You're kind of gangly, though.
Gangly, for sure.
Does that make sense? Like, sometimes you're coming in, your arm's here.
Yeah.
Your other arm's legs over here. Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay.
Gangly, I like that.
All right. Wilderness Trail Bourbon Private Barrel Selection Bottles. Barrel Select Bottles. Nate and his crew, Nate and Jimmy, went up and picked them out. Wilderness Trail Bourbon, the Weeded Bourbon, Private Barrel Selection. They have it at Briarwood Wine and Spirits. We're going up in July to pick out another barrel of Wilderness Trail and Russell's Reserve. Back in a second, Jake Gautreau at 8:30. People were asking me about what I was talking about, Major League Baseball account on the text line. So MLB, Major League Baseball, okay, they have accounts on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and so on. A week or so ago, they posted a video of Duty Noble Field. So they took a tour. I don't know if it was their production company, social media company or whatever, but it was well done. And they went all through the player locker rooms, the underneath hitting and pitching practice facilities. And then they obviously they show them coming out on the field and they show the beautiful stadium, left field lounge and the lofts and condos. It's well done. So it's on the MLB account. You can whatever social media platform you like the best or your own. I have to, you know, I forget that only 20 something percent of the people are on Twitter. So you know, Facebook is huge, 45 and up. TikTok, huge, 30 and below, maybe. Whatever, Instagram's crushing it. You know, MLB. They posted about a week ago. Now, look, they post all the time, so you're going to have to scroll back. Whoever's doing their social media is doing a good job. They keep fresh. Of course, you can in season, right? I mean, you've got everybody's playing every night, blah, blah, blah.
Bombs are being hit every
right. Why wouldn't you be posting all the stuff that they are? But they posted a really well-done video of Duty Noble Field, Polk Dement Stadium.
2 days ago. Yeah, that's incredible.
Okay. 2 days ago.
It's on their YouTube, of course. I mean, they got 5 million on YouTube.
5 million on YouTube?
11 mil on Twitter.
11 million
on 7.5 mil on TikTok.
Wow.
I mean,
almost 10 million on Facebook and over 10 million on Instagram.
Is that what?
Yeah.
40. You're looking at 40 M plus.
Yeah. Ouch. Now there's some crossover,
yeah,
but,
sure,
but still, that's a lot of people.
A lot of
they've done a good job. Yeah. As much as we beat up on MLB and talked about how the NFL, and they are, look what they just did over 4 days. Well, actually, over 4 months, the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
Which y'all watched some of it. I watched, you know, some of it. And then you'll see all of it for weeks and weeks, clips of it, which is what all these leagues are doing, pushing out afterwards, and that's smart. But as well as the NFL has done as far as marketing, and they own the deal, MLB is doing a really good job on their social media. And they posted it's basically a marketing video for Mississippi State baseball and MSU University. I'll be in Starkville this weekend for the Starkville Derby, the Wiener Dog Race, and I'm calling it with Bart Hytch. I'm looking forward. They're going to have some other people. It's going to be great. I'm excited. There'll be thousands of people there, and they're playing Alabama in a, you know, big series. Bama's playing well. They just took 2 of 3 from Ole Miss at Ole Miss. And they're trying to, you know, find their way to the postseason. Mississippi State will be hosting Bama this weekend in a 3-game series. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series. And they already draw when they're bad or when they're not playing well. They're now playing well, and they've won 5 of 6 conference games. That place will be nuts this weekend. Absolutely bonkers between the Starkville Derby, where people are coming in from all over the country to enter their wiener dog, in the race and just watch it and all the ancillary festivities and so on that they have going on outside of the Starrville Derby, which was brilliant by Alden Thornhill. And his whole team has taken a lot of people. Because, I mean, when you're hosting that many people, thousands and thousands of people, you know, it's going to be a big deal for Starrville Tourism and so on. So it's pretty exciting. And I'm looking forward to being at Two Brothers. Two Brothers is just going to be nuts
packed
this weekend. But evidently we're going to be from the balcony, second floor, overlooking the University Drive, and we'll be calling the Starrville Derby. So I get to do, I guess I'm going to be the color analyst, whatever that's worth. And I think Bart Heitch is going to be the play-by-play.
Okay.
So,
if I show up with a wiener, I can get it in there.
You're in.
All right.
You're in, but you want stamina.
Yeah, well, I got
to. And you want stamina, and you want electricity.
Electricity. Very, very few other words have been used to describe these wieners.
So right.
It was electric and stamina.
Electric and stamina is what they're looking for Saturday morning. And I don't know if it's like a bunch of different races. I'm fascinated. I've seen video from it last year.
Different heats.
Absolutely wild.
Yeah, it looks great.
I can't wait to see how that that would go. What is this? Let's go to the text line. And we were talking about my buddy Jeff Norris trying to run 17 miles per hour on 30A in Alice Beach. And we had a listener say, Zeke Elliott can't even hit 15 miles per hour. There's a lot of excitement, evidently, in the Cowboys fan base over Zeke Elliott re-signing with the Cowboys.
Why?
I'm being sarcastic.
No, there's actually people who are excited about this.
Oh, I'm sure there are. But we haven't had one yet.
Thankfully, look at our listeners. How about that? A little bit smarter than the average Dallas Cowboy.
That's right.
That's hard to do.
Well, so they did not draft a running back after losing Tony Pollard, not even in like the fourth, fifth, or sixth round. And they drafted a wide receiver in the sixth, I think. And so that was it. Didn't do anything in free agency at the positions. And now, you know, we'll see. I think Dak is going to end up at another team.
Yeah.
Now, I may be wrong. They may decide to sign him. But Joey Ike's kind of sniffed out the Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones deal that they were spending $70 and $80 million less than other teams. Now, I want you to know that some teams are spending $270 to $300 million. Now, anybody who believes that Jerry can't afford it, his net worth's got to be easily $20 billion. Okay? There's strong rumors that the Cowboys make more than any other team in the league just because of all the other stuff that they do, right? Merch, tours, the other companies that Jerry has set up as far as concessions, things like that. But Joey Ikes, who's in finance and Cowboys media, basically connected the energy, the oil, the gas, the real estate, and said, look, Steven's running the empire. He's not interested in investing any more money in the Cowboys. They know they can kind of roll it out. It's still going to be packed. The suites are going to be packed, the club level, the seats between the tens, all that. Now, I think it'd be better for Dak to go to like the Broncos, okay, or the Titans, or like the Buccaneers, right? Something like that.
Wouldn't be a bad move right there.
But I wonder if the Cowboys still get it done, but they're never going to go out and load. You know, KC's always adding. Philadelphia's always adding. The Ravens are always adding, and the 49ers, and now the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
These are teams that are always adding.
All in.
Dude.
All in. All in.
They're all in real estate, oil, energy, and gas. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Brought to you by Superior. Superior Foundation for all your foundation repairs. Superior.ms. Jake Gautreaux, Hail State Baseball, next. All right, good morning. Welcome into the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Show is driven by your next Ford Expedition, Ford Explorer, Mack Hike Ford, I-55 North in Jackson. You can watch the show right now on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. Mississippi State coming off a big weekend as they take the series from the Vanderbilt Commodores in Nashville. And they're on a roll. They won 5 of 6 in conference play, 12 dubs in conference, 9 games left. So they're in a good spot. We'll see what they do down the stretch, but they're playing good baseball. And we wanted to welcome in Hail State hitting coach, among other things, Jake Gautreaux on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Jake Gautreaux, good morning. Congratulations on the series.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Let's face it. After a night out with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. And I have to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. And that is until I found Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on hosting this show and being awesome without worry. Look, I won't lie. I was a bit on the fence about Z-Biotics initially, but then while hanging out with friends over cocktails, I gave it a shot. And believe me, it is the real deal. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Good morning. Thank you, guys. It's been a while, though. I haven't done this in a little bit.
I know. We're glad to hear your voice. And
good to be back on.
You have to be, you and Lamonis and Parker have to be really excited for your guys. There's all kinds of adversity throughout the season. You've been there. You've been on a national championship team and CWS and so on. You know, talk about how proud may not be the word, but excited you are about what's happening with this team right now.
Really excited, really tired, exhausted. It was an emotional roller coaster, but no, we are proud's a great word, like extremely proud. I thought Lim had a great meeting yesterday before the game, before we left the hotel. He always has good meetings, but yesterday's was like really short and simple. And, basically it was, hey, if you want this thing, you got to go take it. Like, go get it. It's up to you guys. If you want this series bad enough, go get it. And they did. They went out there and got it yesterday. And it was a great effort from everybody across the board.
Dude, they are so, Vandy is so good, Jake. Good grief. And you know
they're
that
good, they're athletic. Yeah.
I mean, you're on the recruiting trail all around the country. So, you know, and y'all sign phenomenal players, but you know that they do too. And so I know, you know, about their pitchers and their guys in the lineup. You mentioned what the message from Lamonis. Talk about getting up 6-0, losing the lead, some guys keeping their composure at the plate and on the mound. Take me to the ninth inning. I thought Bryce had a good swing and smoked the baseball, but you start off with an out, Gautreaux. So then how special is Mershon to just find a way to get on?
No doubt. So morale was high going in. It's crazy the way things work out. I'm going way back when to the 2018 Super. In the crazy game 3 where we lose the lead And I'm sitting there in the dugout thinking, what am I going to tell these dudes as they come off the field before they hit, you know? And as they ran off the field, they were all saying the right things. And they were saying it out loud. And so I thought, you know what? I'll just get out of their way. Yesterday was very, very similar. And everybody knows Hunter Hines had the big swings all weekend, the big swing yesterday, right? But the Bryce Chance and David Mershon ABs before Hunter, that's what sets the tone for the whole thing. I think they both saw a combined 18 pitches, you know, and obviously Bryce doesn't get on base, but he lines out again. I feel like it was like the 10th line out or 10th, you know, barreled ball with nothing to show for it on the weekend for Bryce. But it just sets the tone that we're not giving up and we're going to fight you, you know, and obviously you're making that pitcher work and he's digging deep to some stress pitches and things like that. So, it's what we're about. You know, our 2K fight this year, we take major pride in. We could be better as a team, but in situations like that, it just gives everybody such a huge lift and something to look forward to.
Jake Gautreau, Hail State Baseball on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. They took 2 of 3 from Vanderbilt this weekend in Nashville and swept Auburn last weekend. And now they'll host Alabama this weekend. They've got Ole Miss on Wednesday. Mershon at the plate. What can you? I mean, so he can do a little bit of everything for you. Hit for a little power, but definitely hit the baseball. But then the guy can bunt, and the way he runs the bases. I mean, how he's like a Swiss Army knife, and he puts a lot of pressure on the opposing team. What do you see, Jake?
He's a baseball player. He's aggressive. He's confident. He's coming downhill at you, and he can beat you in so many different ways. So yesterday, his home run at bat, which he doesn't hit homers, he said, what do you got on this guy? I said, look, I think most fastballs are going to be into right-handers, okay? He said, okay, gotcha. Then he walked back over like 10 seconds later. He said, so what am I supposed to do? I said, why don't you back off the plate and make that fastball in a little bit more middle and just hit? And he said, bet. Then he went up there and he hit a home run to the pole side. But he's an incredible leader, lead by example, on and off the field. He plays so hard. You never stop hearing him in the game. He's our little he's our Energizer Bunny, man. He gets after you and competes at the highest level. And he's never going to give in, never going to give up, but he can. He can beat you in all sorts of ways. He's playing a tremendous shortstop for us right now. I mean, he's been unbelievable there for a good bit now. So he makes us go.
So he's your verbal guy, like chatterbox, always talking. I love it.
He never stops. And it's the same chirps from him or the same chatter. It's kind of like the Vandy Whistler, because when we're on offense, he literally kneels right by me almost every inning, right? And he's got a few of the same phrases that he just keeps on going with. But it's always positive. It's loud. You always hear him. He's always there. And no matter how he's performing, how bad his day may be or how bad the scoreboard looks, he's always doing that, you know. And as a coach and as a team, those kind of things are so appreciated. That's what we've had here in the past in our special groups with your TAs and your Rowdies and your Manghams and McNamees. I could go on forever, but he's that guy for us for sure.
Wow. He is a hell of a baseball player. Jake Gautreau on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. All right, Hunter Hines, he's on fire. He's had some big swings for you throughout the year. He, you know this, he can change the game for the club at any time. He's also got a lot of pressure on him just because he is so talented. What are you seeing from him at the plate? Or, Jake, is it just, hey, the baseball gods eventually shine on guys that are this talented?
We've had a great couple weeks of work the last 2 weeks, really. And, you know, sometimes you can have good work and do things the right way and you don't see results. Obviously, he saw them this weekend. You know, but for him, guys, he's one of the best hitters in the country. He's one of the best power hitters in the country. He's got incredible bat speed. He's got a beautiful left-handed swing. And he's a tough kid. But in no particular order, whether it's the pressure cooker that we live in here and the expectations, and obviously he's the face of the program. It's his draft year. There's so many variables that go into this thing, you know. And early in the season, he was hitting balls really hard and for a bunch of outs. And they were topspun a little bit. He was kind of missing them. And I think he just started to press at a crazy high level. It goes for him and DJ. You know, those kids,
sure,
they want to win so bad, and they want to help their team win so bad. They put a lot of pressure on themselves. And this sounds terrible, but when those guys hit, we usually win. You know, right. So we laugh about it, but it's true. Yeah. Like, when one of those guys hits in a game, we usually win. If they're both hitting, which is the goal to have them both hit here down the stretch, we're really tough to beat, you know. And so they care so much about their team, about winning, and the draft. I don't care what anybody says. You know, people say, don't worry about the draft. Well,
it's impossible.
That's not real life. Yeah, it's impossible, you know. And so we acknowledge the draft is there, and I just try to help them filter their thoughts and things like that into things besides the draft, their team, their work, their prep, the fact that this is the best place in America for college baseball, and it's their last year, so appreciate it that way, you know. But he had an awesome weekend, and when he starts to feel like this, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx him or get ahead of myself, but when he starts to feel like this, I can just tell on his body language. I can tell what he's by the things he's saying in the dugout before his at bats, you know. We had some awesome conversations this weekend before games or before at bats, and then I'm watching it happen, like, come to life. It was pretty special. I was happy for him and happy for us.
He looked so, you just hit on it, Jake Gautreaux on the Out of Bounds show talking Hunter Hines. He looked so calm at the plate in the ninth inning, Jake. I mean, there's been times where maybe he and DJ were a little sped up just because, like you said, they want to perform, they want to win, they want to be the dudes, and they are. But he got in the batter's box like this, it's on, I'm going to make something really good happen. I'm watching on TV, but he looked so calm, like he had it. And you kind of felt that, him going up to the plate yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was like watching him in slow motion a little bit. He came up to me before that bat, and he said, I'm sitting slider. And so this is really tough as a hitting coach when you may not agree with them, right? And you don't want to fluster them. You don't want to make them think too much. And so what do? Do you disagree and say, no, trust me? Or do you let him do his thing when you don't believe in it, right? And so, because if you make them change and then they end up getting what they were looking for, now you're the idiot, you know? And so I looked at him. I said, come here. I said, don't get off the fastball. And he said, okay, why? I said, I just think he's going to throw you a fastball. I don't have a ton of data. I don't have a ton of crazy reasoning here, but I think you're going to get a fastball. But here's my thing. You just saw him earlier. Do you see the slider out of his hand? And he was like, hell yeah, I see the slider out of his hand. I said, okay, well, know where the slider has to start if you want to swing at it, but don't get off the fastball. And he said, gotcha. And then he went up there and got a heater, hit it out of the yard. It was pretty special.
What a win. Okay. Connor Hysack, this kid, he's got power, he's got speed, and his bat is special. You know, describe him, what you see as a hitter, Jake.
First, a person, which is why he's the hitter. He's such a dude. You know, he came here last year, and he was behind some guys and didn't play a lot, and he could have been pissy. He could have tried to leave. You know, it's the day in which we're all living. And he didn't want to. He wanted to go work this summer and get after it and come back and be our center fielder. And so the old coach speak, work while you wait, be a good teammate. He's been unreal. But the work that he has put in to get better, to improve, has been crazy. I remember in December, like, we were out of school. I was coming in here with him and watching him hit through the Christmas holidays. And it was just, there was so much detail to his work, and there was an awesome routine he had, and he was in such a good place. I just kept telling him, you're going to be rewarded. Number one, you're getting better because of the work you're putting in, but the game's going to reward you for the last year, you know, and now we're seeing it. You know, Connor was a big swing and miss guy when he got here. He could not stay on a ball the other way. If he did, it might be like a little bloop single. But now he's turned into a really mature hitter that can use the whole field. Doesn't matter if it's right or left-handed. Doesn't matter if it's hard or soft. He's done a great job. He's one of our leaders. Like you said, it's power. It's speed. He can really defend. He can really throw. He's having a great year. But his swing and miss percentage and his walks to strikeouts has improved dramatically since he set foot on campus. I'm proud of him.
Wow. He is a heck of a baseball player. What a great story to stay and develop. and work and then become an all SEC caliber player in the outfield and at the plate. He is Jay Gautreau. Mississippi State took 2 of 3 from Vanderbilt. This is the third series that I know of since 2018 that they've taken from Vanderbilt. Super Regionals 18, 21 national championship, and now this year. Jake joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Okay, so Bryce Chance, why is it so difficult to strike him out, Jake?
So he's just a really talented hitter, number one. The scout term is his eyes work. Like, he just sees the ball out of the hands so well, so much earlier than the average Joe. Okay, so you have a really good hitter. You have a very smart hitter, real baseball IQ, knows what they're trying to do to him, and just really sees spin and doesn't panic. If you want to get real deep in this thing, Bryce has a very short, efficient inside-out swing. Basically, that allows him to stay there as long and as late as possible to make a decision. Okay, so he has comfort in knowing whether it's an 0-2 fastball or 0-2 slider, or the guy's throwing 101. There's a lot of confidence in him understanding how to use his swing and how to be able to allow himself time to not panic and not go early, if that makes much sense to you guys. But it's just an advanced hit tool with the right swing that worked for his eyes, and he's going to be a tough out. You know, he had a great weekend that nobody will probably talk about and nobody will understand, but he landed on so many balls. They just didn't go anywhere. The park was playing kind of weird this weekend at Vandy, and he hit several balls really well with nothing to show.
Well, you made a great point when we started the interview about what he fouling off pitches and stressing out the Vanderbilt pitcher, both he and Mershon, to kind of get where y'all wanted to go with Hunter at the plate. And I guess we forget about that, the fact that that guy had to throw 18 to 20 pitches to two batters, right?
Yeah, it's a game within the game. You know, the whole two-strike fight, the not giving anything away with two strikes, that whole deal is, it could be the first inning with the starter. It could be that inning yesterday at Vandy. You're trying to make this guy work and throw more pitches, number one, right? You're trying to send a message on our side that you're going to have to kill us to beat us. We're not backing down. We're not going to give in. But if you can make those guys go to stress pitches, like real stress pitches, early in the game, a stress pitch would mean you got Mersh and Bryce on second and third and DJ's up, and this guy's already thrown 23 pitches, and now he's reaching down for his nastiest stuff in the first inning to get Dakota Jordan out, right? There's normal pitches, and then there's stress pitches. And, you know, those guys did a good job of making him go to some stressful pitches there in the ninth to get DJ and Hunter to the plate.
Wow. Jay Gautreau, Hail State Baseball, on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. What about Ethan Pulliam? This second baseman, super athlete, you know, out of Starkville, lots of composure, freshman. What are you seeing from his game, Coach?
Man, I pulled him over during BP yesterday. I put my arm around him, and I said, I haven't told you this lately. I've been thinking about it. I just hadn't told him. I said, I'm just really proud of you. And he looked at me, and he smiled real big. He said, thank you, Coach. I said, no. And he goes back to the Heisek piece. I said, E, you have worked while you waited. You have been an unbelievable teammate. Everything out of your mouth has been positive. This guy also in December, remember, he lives here. Him and Jackson Owen live here. So they were in the Palmero working and working and working. Pulliam came here. We threw him in the infield early just because he was athletic. We wanted to see if he could do it, but we're thinking in the long run he's going to be an outfielder, you know, but we knew he could hit. But all of a sudden we come back from Christmas break and the defend in the infield is already a little bit better. And the bat, like the jumps that he made from the beginning of the fall to when we returned from Christmas was crazy. And the truth is, with me, it was only a few minor adjustments and tinkering here and there. For him, it was a tremendous amount of work and swings and reps. And so here we are now, and our guy's starting at second base in the SEC and doing a great job for us. So he's a really tough kid. He's got a great heartbeat. There aren't many things that get him too sped up. So we've just been really proud of him, man. I'm proud of him, and he earned this opportunity for sure.
Man, y'all have a challenging week ahead. You have four SEC games. Ole Miss wins. I'm sure that's not what you wanted to hear. You already knew that. But
hey, but it's a great opportunity.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. You got the Governor's Cup Wednesday against Ole Miss and three at home against Alabama. And y'all are trending in the right direction. And I know how competitive you and Lim and Parker are and everybody else. Jeez. So with the last 2 years, I know that didn't sit right. You have to be excited about kind of what's happening with this team, both on the mound. Because I thought Sanja was really good. I thought Auger gave you a great performance. And there was only a 5-minute window with Steven. I mean, and there were some other dudes that came in later. But, I mean, you had some good performances on the mound over the weekend, Jay.
Guys, Durangelo might have been the best pitcher on the planet for those first five innings.
Yeah.
It was lights out. It was crazy. No, he got tired. And his fastball velo was still there, but he couldn't finish his slider. So he was leaving his slider up. But the first five innings, it was like up to 99. I think the slider was disappearing at like 91, 92. It was crazy. Brooks Auger was awesome for us. There were so many guys that was awesome. Trying to think of who. I mean, Tyler Davis was great for us the other day.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the night before, Tyson Harden stepped up for us big time. Nolan Stevens is super talented, and he's a really, really good kid and pitcher. We've put him in some really tough spots, you know. So it got him a little bit yesterday, but when he gets an opportunity for a clean inning, he does very, very well. He's got a very bright future here. So there were a lot of guys that stepped up. Our pitchers have been awesome. You know, Coach Park and these guys have been getting after it from day one in the fall. You love the culture. You love the mentality. You love the strikes. It's been a good year so far. There's a lot in front of us, a lot of work to do. That's been my thing to the hitters. You know, I'm always with the hitters, Parks with the pitchers, and Lim's with everybody. But been telling the hitters all year, early in the year, I thought some of the struggles early on may happen. I didn't tell them that we were going to struggle, but it was more of, we're a good offense, but by the end of this thing, we're going to be a great offense. But we just have to keep working and keep trying to get better, you know? And so you're starting to look at it and things are starting to play out a little bit. I think this team has a chance to go. We just got to keep working and keep getting better. And really all that matters is, you know, today or tomorrow's practice and then our game on Tuesday or Wednesday. And you just kind of just keep trucking one game at a time. It's coach speak, I know, but it's true.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for your time today, Jake. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day. Hail State.
Jake Gautreaux. Hail State baseball, hitting, recruiting. He joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. That interview was brought to you by the amazing food and atmosphere at Two Brothers in Starkville, Mississippi. That place will be rocking Thursday through Sunday, and they will host somewhat the Starkville Derby on Saturday. Two Brothers, wonderful food, outdoor, outside areas, downstairs, upstairs. The lot beside them, or the outdoor green space beside them, brought to you by Two Brothers. Also, the show is brought to you by Starkville Tourism, Mississippi's college town. Named the best small town in the South, 2 weeks ago? By USA Today. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. We want to thank Jake Gautreaux for stopping by. Got a little bit as far as Mershon, Hunter Hines, and several others that are playing some good baseball. We'll see what they can do, Jackson. They have nine conference games left. You know, Ole Miss and Mississippi State play each other this week for the Governor's Cup out at M Braves.
Ooh.
Guess who's in town this week? Tanner Allen.
That's right.
So Tuesday through Sunday, Tanner Allen TA will be with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. That's just an awesome name.
They rule.
So TA is going to join us this week. And we were texting back and forth yesterday. But Tanner Allen is in town today, but they don't play today. But the Braves are in town Tuesday through Sunday. And they'll do a doubleheader on Wednesday. Woo! Talking about working that M-Brave staff. 11:05
a.m.
Okay. 11:05 first pitch for the M Braves, and then that night is
6:35.
Hail State and Ole Miss. Is it 6:35?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Governor's Cup. at the Braves ballpark in Pearl, powered by C Spire. Customer inspired. And that it's the C Spire College Series, as you know, because we've already had Mississippi State Southern Miss and Ole Miss Southern Miss at the park. We'll be back in a second. Appreciate GoTro stopping by.